May 2nd, 2017.
I think we left off last week on the Mishnah at the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Lima tonight should be a schus lerefuah for all of those who are chulim. We started the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah, one could have explained that is based on a general din. We mentioned last week that in Yerideya, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaba, and the Rambam both are of the opinion if a trefa ingredient falls into a kosher soup, let's say, and it's bottled with shishim and you can't taste the flavor, there's no issue of tam, but it changes the color. So it's obvious that the ingredient is there. So they hold that that's not a cause, that's not a sufficient reason to say that it's not bottled. And the Prichodosh often disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Prichodosh is Masig, and he says, no, it should depend on the discussion in the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma. The Gemara has a suffix whether Chazusa Milsa, Chazusa means the coloration. Chazusa Milsa, is it considered, let's say I'm wearing a jacket that has a gray color. So they say, I have a jacket and I have color. Well, they say, no, I'm wearing a jacket. The color is absorbed in the jacket. It's not a separate entity. It's Balu in the jacket. So the Gemara gives the funny case. A monkey took a bucket of your paint and he stuck in a paintbrush and he paints my house, and the house is worth more money. The house is worth more money because of the fact that he painted it. So I'm not an Adama Mazik. Let's say the monkey stole a nickel. Monkey stole a nickel and he dropped it in my pocket. And instead of having 5 nickels in my pocket, I have 6 nickels in my pocket. I don't know which nickel is yours. But you can't say that your nickel is bottled bereiv. Bottom line, I have a nickel. It doesn't belong to me. So that's, you can tie my money got bach. I have a nickel of yours. I have to give you back the nickel. So the shaila is here. Let's say, I had a sweater that had no color. I had a woolen sweater that had no color. So the monkey, someone else's monkey, took my sweater. He dipped it into your dye. And he dyed the sweater. Now the sweater is worth more money because it has a nice color to it. So do I have to pay you? I'm not an Adama Mazik, but can you tie my money got bach? My sweater is worth more money now because it has a color. And there, I'm getting hanor from the color. But he say, no, the color is absorbed in the sweater. What kind of a money got bach? It's not a separate entity. So that's what the Gemara has the shayla. The same shayla by the monkey painting my house. The monkey dyeing, putting a color, a dye into the sweater. Can you say my money got bach or not? So the Prichodosh understood that that's called chazusa milsehi. The fact that the color is added to the sweater or to the building is considered as if that's a separate entity.
Can you say by mikveh, it's chazusa, the color, mikveh, water?
Yeah. If you have a mikveh shenishtanu marav, that's a psul de rabbanan. The din is that a mikveh has to be mikveh mayim, has to be water. If you have a mikveh with orange juice or apple juice, that's not acceptable. So if you have a mikveh of water, you have enough water, and someone poured in dye, or some ink, or someone poured in wine, and it changed the whole color of the whole mikveh, so that's no good midirabbon, because if you allow people to be tovel in a mikveh with hashini marah, people will think that you can be tovel in orange juice also, and that's no good. Because the Chumash says, you have to be tovel in a mikveh of mayim, not meper. That's a din midirabbon, yeah. But here, the Gemara sounds like it's discussing a shayla and a din deraisa, whether chazusa milsehi or chazusa lav milsehi. It's interesting what they use now to get the trelis, the chalazim that they use, is obviously a non-kosher shellfish. It's not a fish that has not been kaskesis. It's not kosher. So the now they ascertain that the word chalazon, that's Rav Herzog, who was the chief rabbi after Rav Kook, chief rabbi of Herzog. That was his doctoral dissertation. So he wrote about identifying the chalazon. So the first thing that he pointed out was that the word chalazon in the Talmudic terminology means a shelled animal. Chalazon means a shell. All the shelled animals are not kosher. I don't think any of them are kosher. So the Nadav Yehuda, the Nadav Yehuda's son, has a discussion about this. Some in the two volumes of the Nadav Yehuda, every so often you have a tshuva by the son of the Nadav Yehuda. It's a whole collection of his tshuvas also, Shiva Sion, they call it Nadav Yehuda Chela Gimel. But he has in the Nadav Yehuda, he has one of the tshuvas about that. He didn't realize that chalazon is a shelled fish. It's a dead giveaway, it's not kosher. He thought that it was a fish. So he has a discussion, does it have to be a kosher fish, or can it be a non-kosher fish? So he says it should depend on this issue. because we have a din lehuchshu lemalach shamayim al arba hematar bolvad. You're not allowed to use, in the Gemara means you're not allowed to use hide from a non-kosher animal. And when they made the Mishkan, said they used orest choshim, the hides from a tachash animal. What kind of an animal is a tachash? We should go take a look whether it's a kosher animal. Moshe says the animal doesn't exist anymore today. It only existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They all died out. So the Gemara says, well, was it a kosher animal or not? So the Gemara says, it must have been a kosher animal. It must have been malager mafiz paris. Because if not so, how can you possibly use the hides to serve as the cover, as the roof for the Mishkan? We have a halachal Moshe Mishinu l'huchshu l'malach l'shamayim alohar b'heim etor b'lbat. If it's a non-kosher animal, you wouldn't be able to use the Oris HaTchoshim, Oris HaTachash, for the Mishkan. So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Does that only apply to, the Gemara said the same regarding Ritzuis, that you have to use kosher hide for cloth to write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, to write the Parshios, that you don't need Halach HaMoshe Mishinah for. The Gemara, that's a pasuk in Chumash. So the implication is, you can only write Divrei Torah. Torah Hashem has to be written on hide from a kosher animal. Even though if you have a non-kosher animal, the hide is kosher, the hide is not edible, it's not royal achilu. But still, that's the pasuk. Torah Hashem Meficha min amuta b'ficha. So that if you write the cloth that you write the parshiyos on, that we know from the drosha, Torah Hashem Meficha min amuta b'ficha, has to be for the kosher animal. And Gemara wants to know, what about the ritzuas though? They're not the Torah written on the mitzuas. On the Baishal Rosh you have a shin. So that shin is Torah Hashem Meficha. And the Baishal Yad there's no letters, and on the ritzuas there's no letters. That's what Tosfos Tanya is against Rashi. Rashi says that the Dalid and the Yud are Aloch al Moshe Misina, that it has to be a Dalid, it has to be a Yud. So Tosfos Tanya said the raw letters on the Ritzuas also. So Tosfos and Brachas Dabav, Tosfos Tanya is against Rashi. You see from the Gemara that you have to have a Kesher. And the Shalyat Kesher Rosh, Kesher Shel Tefillin is Aloch al Moshe Misina, but the shape that it has to have, that has to be a Dalid, has to be a Yud, that's only Midi Rabban. If the shape would have been Minat Torah, so just like the Bayit Shel Rosh has to be from a kosher animal, because that's called Taras Hashem, the Shin alone is Taras Hashem, so the Dalet and the Yud should also be Taras Hashem. So that's the Gemara, that for the Ritzuas and for the Oris Choshim, for the Mishkan, you have to have from a kosher animal. You can't use from a non-kosher animal. What's the din, let's say, a Shofar from a non-kosher animal? What's the din over there? Lohuch Shurim Malach HaShamayim. Malach HaShamayim only means Tashmishi Kedusha, like Ritzuas of Tefillin. Tefillin have Kedusha, or like the roof, the lid of the Mishkan, the roof of the Mishkan, that has Kedushas on that Beis HaMikdash there. What about Tzitzis, and what about Shofar? What about other things that are Tashmisha Mitzvah, not Tashmisha Kedusha? So that's a machlokes, and the Shulchan Aruch machmer on that. That if you have a Shofar from a non-kosher animal, you shouldn't use it. There are quotes from the Ran and Roshan. Shofar from a non-kosher animal shouldn't be used. So that's what the Nadi Behuda discusses. If the chalazin is a treif for fish, you assume that it's a fish. Once you know that it's a shelled animal, so for sure it's treif. But if it's a fish, but we usually assume, the Gemara talks about a dog. So we usually translate dog as a fish. Dog means a sea animal, not necessarily what we call a fish. So the Nadi Behuda's son raises a question. If the chalazon is a non-kosher fish, can you use the dye, the trelis from the chalazon, for the purpose of tzitzis? Isn't it a violation of Taras Hashem? Isn't it a violation of min amuta b'ficha? What do you call it? Lehuch shol malach shamayim alor beim atorah blavat. This halachah Moshe Misina, that both for tashmishi kedusha and for tashmishi mitzvah has to come from a kosher animal. So he says it should depend on this shaila, whether chazusa milsi or chazusa lav milsi. If you're chazusa lav milsi, then you don't consider it as if it's bien, as if the dye is there. The dye is absorbed in the chutei hatchelus. So you don't have any non-kosher entity here. But if you're chazusa milsi, you treat it as if the string is one entity, the strings that are dyed with the tchelus, with the chalozin dye. So if you consider the string, if it's one entity, and the dye is another entity, then you're using something from a non-kosher fish to fulfill a mitzvah that shouldn't be allowed.
What about the ink for the Sefer Torah? Does it have to be in a mutter b'shicha? Can you say chazusa lav milsihi when it comes to the ink?
Probably the same shaila. I don't know. Is the ink absorbed? the different kinds of ink. There's
how can you say the writing is lav milsi? That's the whole point of the Sefer Torah.
Yeah. I don't know. I know for the dyeing the tefillin, they're always makbid that it should be kosher.
Right.
The black that you painted the ritzuis and the batten with, they're always makbid that should be kosher because of the shayla. That maybe you say chazus and milsi. Yeah. So the Picharish has this chiddush. He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He says since the Gemara never came to a conclusion on the issue whether chazus and milsehi are not, so you have to be machmer. Halacha l'maaseh, we don't follow that Picharish. We follow the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says since it was an ibay delay of sheet in the Gemara where they consider the dye as a separate entity, or no, the dye is absorbed. So with respect to if it's a treifus deraisa that fell in. So Sofik deraisa l'chumra. If it's a treifus derabana that fell in, so Sofik derabana l'kula. Because this was an ibayd leif shita in the Gemara. So that's what the Darkei Tshuva quotes that from Chasam Sofer. That's the common practice. And Anisa deraisa. So here the Mishnah says, we're talking about kisei hadam. So what happens? You shecht chayv yof. This week's parsha on Shavuot. When you shecht chayv yof, you have to do kisei hadam. So what happens if there was a puddle of water, and when you shecht the chayv yof, the dam fell into this puddle of water, and it's roiv water, 51% water, and only 49% dam. So you should really say that the dam is batel b'roiv. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of kisei hadam. There is no dam, it's batel b'roiv. So the Mishnah says wrong. If you're going to have 49% dam and only 51% water, then it's going to be nicker, it's going to be very red, it's going to have a marad mumis to it. So that's the Mishnah. Dam shenisar b'mayim, v'yesh b'mar is dam. If you can see the color of the dam in the water, then it's chayv l'chasa. So one could have understood that the first line is based on that idea that the Pichodesh said, that whenever something gets mixed into something else, even if it should have been batel b'roiv, you have 51% water against 49% dam, but the dam changes the color of the whole thing, so then it's not batel, then it's nika. But the next line you can't explain like that. The next line says, what if you have a puddle of wine in front of you? Or what if you have a puddle of red soda in front of you? The same color as the dam. And then the dam falls in, it's all the same color. So you can say it changed the color of the red soda. The soda was red before, or the dye that was there, it was red before the dam fell in. So if the Nisar of the Ayin, if the dam of the Chayvayo fell into a puddle, not of water, fell into a puddle of red dye, Roy Moisa, it fell into wine, so Roy Moisa, you visualize as if the Yayin, as if the wine, Kilu Humayim, and if the dam, this amount of dam, would have fallen into this amount of water, would have been noticeable, the color would have changed. See, even though here it doesn't affect any change in the color, that's the halacha that is not both. That is no way to explain that based on chazus and milsehi. There is no chazus here. The yayin is the same color as the dam. That's what we're talking about over here. So you have to say, halacha al-Moshe Messina, they had a tradition that that's the din. The Gemara Namad Beis quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim, where the Mishnah says the same benegir to Karbonis. If you have a carbon, so you have there are dalar avodas adam that are liikuva. Dalar avodas adam are the shechita kabbal halacha zrika. If you didn't do all the dalar avodas, so you're not yotzei the carbon. Once you do shechita kabbal adam halacha adam zrika adam, the carbon is accepted. It's kosher even if you never do haktoras emurim. Let's say when you have leftover dam, let's say they berserk the dam on the mizbeach where you're supposed to, you have a whole cup full of dam, you're supposed to pour shvicha shirayim, you're supposed to pour the leftover dam on the lower location, on the yisoid hamizbeach, on the bottom of the mizbeach. So if you didn't do shvicha shirayim, that's not miyakim. If you didn't do haktoras emurim, all of that is not miyakim. Only the dalar avodas adam. So the din is that when you shecht a carbon, you have to have Kabbalah Saddam directly when the dam is gushing, dam shana shami yotzba is gushing out from the neck of the animal. The kohen has to be holding the kli sharis. You can't use a paper cup, it has to be metal. So the kohen has to be holding the metal cup that has the kedushas kli sharis in his right hand. If he's a lefty, or he's a righty, but he's holding in the left hand, toignish, he has to be a righty and he has to hold it in his right hand. So if he didn't do Kabbalah Saddam, let's say the dam from the carbon spritzed on the floor, then he's going to take the klisharis and pick it up from the floor. It's no good. You're not yotze. You have to. Kabbalah Saddam means directly from the shechita. if you did Kabbalah Saddam from the neck, from the Shechita, and then it spills from the cup on the floor, and then you collect it, so that's okay. Because B'Shaita you did a Kabbalah Saddam and the Klisharis. Then you spill it on the floor, you pick it back up again. That's not a problem. So the Mishnah has this discussion. I did Kabbalah Saddam. I'm not a Kohen. I can't do it. A Kohen did Kabbalah Saddam with the Klisharis in his right hand, and then the dam spills on the floor, and there's a big puddle of water on the floor. They just washed the Azara, and there are puddles of water all over the place. So the dam, when he spills it from the cup, if it would go directly from the neck of the behemoth into the puddle, so there's nothing to discuss. There never was Kabbalah Saddam. But if he did Kabbalah Saddam directly from the neck into the klisharis, then he spills it on the floor into the puddle. So the same thing applies, that if there's so much dam that it changes the color of the water, you can see admumis, you can see maradam. So that dam on the floor is good. Let him take the klisharis, pick up the dam from the floor, do the zrika on the mizbech. What does it bother me? There's a little water there, but it has the dam. What happens if there was wine on the floor? What if there was a puddle of red dye, and the dam fell into that puddle, and there is no... How can you say it changed the color? It didn't change the color. The whole thing is exactly the same color. It's all red. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim, the same is over here. We visualize it as if the puddle of red soda, the puddle of red dam, would have been water. And if this amount of dam would have changed the color of the water to give it a maradam, so it's good. You can do this Zrika Saddam. So the din applies both there by Zrika Saddam and Izbech, and here by Kisui Haddam. So the Pashto says it must be Halacha Moshe Messina. This he can't explain any other way. The first line, Dam Shedesar Meishem, Amar is Dam, Chayev Lachasi, he can explain it based on the Pichorish's idea. That he say Chazus and Milsehi, therefore the Dam is not bottled, even though it's less than 50%. But the next line, Isar Biyayin, Ronos, Akilu Humayim, that must be Halacha Moshe Messina, Kachna Amar Halacha, both by Kisi Adam and by the Zvika Saddam, by the Kochim. So then the Mishnah continues by us. The same thing, let's see, when you shecht the behemoth, there's no mitzvah of kisei adam, only when you shecht chai v'yof. So let's say the shecht of the behemoth, there's a big puddle of dam on the floor. Then you shecht a chai v'yof, and the dam of the chai v'yof falls into the dam of the behemoth. So it's dam into dam. It's exactly the same color. So can you fulfill the mitzvah of kisei adam? What do you say? No. The dam of the chai, the dam of the yof, is less than 50%. So it's bottle. So the same thing. Isarib the dam behema. If the dam from the chaya got mixed in with the dam from a behema that doesn't have a mitzvah of kisui, oh, the dam hachaya. Rashi says the dam hekes shal chaya. There was a chaya that was bleeding. The mitzvah of kisui adam is only if you shechted the chaya. If you didn't shechted the chaya was bleeding, and then there's a whole puddle of dam. So there's no mitzvah of kisui adam. So if the dam from the chaya or the oaf that you shechted properly falls into a puddle of dam from a chaya, that's dam hekiz, dam hakoza, was bleeding. So again, the same as water. The same as before. Roy Mosa, you visualize as if the dam behemoth, as if the dam hakoza, kiluhu mayim, you visualize as if it were water, and if the dam would have caused changing the color, you would be able to notice the marad mumis, kach nemar halacha, that the dam is not bottom. But if it's just, let's say, there's such a big puddle of dam, or let's say there's such a big puddle of dam from a behemoth or from dam hakoze, such a big puddle of dam that the little bit of the dam shchita of the oaf, even if everything would have been water, it wouldn't look red. So then the Mishnah says you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of kisei adam, because the dam of the oaf becomes bottled bereiv, and it wouldn't be noticeable, wouldn't, even if it would have been water, the dam of the oaf would not have changed the color of the water, so you cannot fulfill the mitzvah kisei adam. And Rabbi Yehuda the Tana disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein dam mevatel dam. The Gemara says another place, the same Mishnah in Zvachim also. If you shecht the korban in the Beis HaMikdash and you mekabel adam in the klisharis, then the dam spills from the klisharis onto the floor, and there's a puddle of dam on the floor, dam chulin or dam mechaya, some other dam of hemas chulin, fine, dam akosa, any dam. So the Tanakhama says you visualize as if it would have been water, would the color be noticeable, would it look red? And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, ain't dam about the dam, even if the color would not have changed, the little bit of dam fell in would not have affected a change in the color. That's halacha min b'mina loy batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. But dam b'dam is min b'mina lach b'lach. Min b'mina is lam batel, not batel. Let's say if you have a trefa salami get mixed in with two kosher salamis, You don't know which is which, because he took off the labels. If you still have the wrappers, he read what it says on the wrappers, so you know which is kosher, which is strange. But you took off all the wrappers, and it looks exactly the same, and there's no way to tell which is the kosher, which is the treif. So that's yovish b'yovish. So there, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that mid b'mina is batal. Chad b'trei, mid b'mina is batal. Rabbi Yehuda holds if it's lach b'lach, like dam and dam, so that's his din. Ain dam batal dam. Mid b'mina is lepot. The Gemara says he learns it out from Kengodel on Yom Kippur, also in today's Sedra. In Parsha Zachari Mois, it starts off with all the Avodas Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you bring two sets of Korban, you bring the Korban Talmud like every day of the year, then you bring Musafim, that's in Parshas Pinchas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chalamad, you bring Musafim. Then on Yom Kippur, in addition to the set of Musafim, that's in Parshas Pinchas, together with all the other Musafim, you have the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim for the purpose of acquiring Kapara, the two different sets of Karbonas. It has to be makrev all of them. That's a question that the Mishnah says in Yuma that you need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur for everything, from the beginning to the end. So the Kes Mishnah quotes from the Ritva that he's not so sure that all of that is the Raisa. You need a Kohen Gadol for the Tomid, Shal Shach, Tomid, Shal Bein Abayim. That's Minam Torah. The Tomid is every day in the year you bring a Tomid. And you really need a Kohen Gadol for the Musafim of Yom Kippur. The Musafim is Musafim. It only says you need a Kohen Gadol for the Parsha Sachar Mos, for the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, for the Kapara purposes. It could be for the Musafim. Maybe you don't even need a Kohen Gadol Manatar. But the Rabbanan, for sure you need. The Mishnah says, and Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur does the whole Avodah. No one should do it. No one else should do the Avodah. So the Mishnah says, the Kohen Gadol has to do Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in front of the Parecha, in front of the Kapiris. Then he does there's a Sor Lashem and the Sor Lazozel. So the Sor Lashem, he does the Zrika in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then in front of the Parechas in the Heichal. And then he has the Parachatas Hashalo, his own Korban Par, Achatas also. So he does the Zrika in front of the, in the Kodesh HaKadosh, in front of the Oron with the Kaporis. Then again, Achzel Ma'ala V'Sheva L'Mata in front of the Parechas. Then he mixes the Dam together. He mixes together, and then he does the Zrikas Hadam on the four kinds of Mizbech HaPnimi. Normally the Mizbech HaPnimi is miyuchad only for Ktoris. It's called Mizbech HaKtoris. And there's a lav, there's an aver. You're not allowed to be Zerik any other Dam. And Lasal all of Ktoris Zora. Ulo Minchas, Nesach. You're not allowed to be Makar with anything else. But there are a few exceptions to the rule. So on Yom Kippur, you take the Dam HaPar, Dam HaSai, mix it together. Then you zorik it, the Kohen Gadol zorik it on the Mizbech HaPnimi. So Rabbi Yehuda raises the question, the par is a big fat animal, the sor is a skinny malink. So when you're going to take dam par, dam sor, you're probably going to have 65% dam par and 35% dam sor, or maybe 70-30, or maybe 75-25. It's going to be much more dam par. Adov yodush, adam par meruba mi dam sor. So how can the Kohen Gadol ever fulfill the mitzvah of lokach kohen medam apar medam asar and do this rika on the four kinds of mizbech apnimi? The dam hasar is batel b'raiv since it's less than 50%. So it's batel. So he's really only doing this rika from the dam apar. He's not really doing this rika from the dam hasar. Dam hasar disappeared and vanished because it should be batel b'raiv. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda derives from that pasuk to kol tarkula the min b'minu alach b'alach is like batel. Because there's no contradiction. The only time you say bitl berov is when there's a contradiction. It's a mim mishein aminoi. Then you say that there's bitl berov. But over here, mim aminoi, lach balach, there's no contradiction, so it's not both. We don't paskal like Rashi paskals like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi paskals like Rabbi Yehuda that mim aminoi is ben mashu hu min ator. We don't follow the Rashi, we assume like the Rabbein and Tam and Taisus, that the Allah is like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But this Mishnah quotes both the Mishnah here, on the second line from the top of Pei Zayin on the base, as well as the Mishnah in Zvachim. Same Shaila. He shechts a carbon, and he's Mekabal Adam, and he klisharis in his right hand, then it spills, and a puddle on the floor. And the puddle on the floor has Dam Chulin. Dam Chulin, Adam Chaya. Chaya is always Chulin. Chaya can't be a carbon. Can't be Makav Chayas in the base of Migdash. There's a strange Rashi over here. Rashi writes, Obedam HaChaya, it's about 9 lines from the top, 8-9 lines from the top. Dam HaChaya, Rashi writes, the stomach chulin. It's probably going to be chulin. What do you mean probably? Absolutely 100% chulin. HaChaya can't be Makrav HaChaya as a carbon. Unless it means somebody was Magdish You can be Magdush a donkey and an elephant. It can be Kedushas Damim Lamizbeach. It can be Kedushas Berek Habayis. But it can't be a carbon. So the Rashi is funny. He writes a Chaya, the Stamachulin. It's not Stamachulin. It's 100% Vada that it's going to be. It's not going to be a carbon. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is quoted here by Kisei Adam and there in Zvachim by Zrikas Adam, that he holds that even if the dam of the carbon that fell into the dam chulin, it was so little an amount that even if all of the dam chulin would have been water, the dam carbon would not have accomplished to change the color. So nonetheless, min b'min alei batel, ein dam batel dam. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. And Rashi passing like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't accept that shita. We pass min b'min alei his book. So that's the Mishnah. Then the second line from the top of Pei Zayim and Aleph is a Shaila in Tanoim. When you do Kisei Hadam, let's say Shecht Chai V'Yof, and you have a whole puddle full of dam. So let's say in the slaughterhouse, the Shochtim Shecht for an hour, they take turns. So one Shechet Shechts for an hour, then another Shechet takes over, he Shechts for an hour. So each one does Kisei Adam. He shechts 500 chickens in an hour. They shecht very quickly. They have a conveyor belt and they keep on shechting. One, two, three, they shecht a lot. So we said before, if you do many oifers, you can cover all mea oifers with one Kisei Adam. A mea chayas with one Kisei Adam. If you did chay v'yof together, that was a machlokes in the Mishnah, where you can do one Kisei Adam, you have to have separate. But if you shecht, let's say, in a slaughterhouse, and they're shechting 500 turkeys or 500 chickens, you do one Kisei Adam. So do you really have to be mechasa all the dam? Is it sufficient if you did, let's say, if you shefted 1,000 oifers, so you're going to do only Kisei Adam and part, so it could be that there are some oifers that you didn't even do Kisei Adam in any of the dam. But let's say you only shefted one chicken. Do you have to do Kisei Adam to cover all of the dam? Or it's sufficient if you did Kisei Adam on some of the dam? So that's the Gemara is going to explain. That's a machlokes tanoim. That's what the Mishnah talks about now. Dam hanitas, it's like this. He's shechting chay v'yof in his slaughterhouse, on his backyard, whatever. And then he has a guma. He has a little indentation in the ground where all of the dam is going to roll down over there. And some of the dam spritzes out chutz leguma. So is it sufficient if he does the kisei adam on all the dam in the guma? Maspik. But he said, no, he has to do Kisei Adam on all the dam, even the dam anitas that landed on the ground above the guma. Maybe he has to cover all the dam. Avishal asakin, yishech nechay v'yof. So a little bit of dam is going to remain on the knife, but the 99.99% of the dam is going to be on the ground in the guma. Is that sufficient if he does the Kisei Adam on the dam in the guma, or does he even have to do Kisei Adam on the dam on the sakin? So the Tanakhama says chayv lechasas. Sounds like he holds he must do Kisei Adam and every speck of dam that comes out b'shal shchita. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Am Rabbi Yehuda, emasai, when do I agree with you? When is it correct that you have to do Kisei Adam even on the dam hanitas that spritz in a different location of the dam shalasak? And that's only provided. Emasai, when is that correct? Bizman sham ein sham dam elahu. That's the only dam. All the other dam somehow went down the drain. You had a guma and it went down the drain. There's no more dam. But if there's dam, there's other dam, and you're going to be able to fulfill kisei dam on the other dam, so there's no need to make kisei on all the dam. So the simple reading in the Mishnah, that it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama. Tanakhama says you have to do kisei dam on everything. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, not necessary. If you do kisei dam on some of the dam, that's sufficient.
It's only be the other lechatil also.
Things even good, l'chatchila. Things even good. The Gemara is going to say different opinions. We're going to see before the Mishnah.
If the shochet gets some blood on his apron,
yeah.
The kisei adam on his apron.
If it's absorbed, you don't have to. Let's say he shechts on the ground and the dam was absorbed in the earth, in the soft earth. So then the Gemara said, if there's still, that's what we learned last time. Kisherishum aniker. If there's still a little liquidy dam on the surface of the ground, then you can still fulfill Kisei Adam. But if everything was absorbed in the ground, everything was absorbed in the apron, and there's no liquid on the surface, then there's no dam. Then there's nothing to do Kisei Adam with. So the Pashtus in the Mishnah is that there's a Machlokes Hatanaim. So Tosfos is going to point out there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that whenever you have a Mishnah and it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai, whenever he says Emasai, that's Lefarish. He's not disagreeing, he's just explaining what the Tanakhama meant. So based on that Kalal, so there is no Machlokes. But Rabbi Yehuda said this is an exception to the rule. Here the Gemara said the Farish, based on a Brisa, that there is a Machlokes. We have to do Kisei Adam on all the dam that comes out of the Shashchita, or it's sufficient if you did Kisei Adam on part of the dam.
Is no klal with Amar Rav versus Rav Amar?
Usually that is the klal. Usually.
Why is Tosis quoting the Amasai? It should have been the Amar as klal.
Usually, if it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he's disagreeing. It says Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he's making a new statement. Yeah, but over here he says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai. So he's commenting on the Tanakhama. So that's Tosfos quotes the klal that usually when it's a Rabbi Yehuda, when it's Rabbi Yehuda, when it's some other name, not whenever the Mishnah writes this style, this ignon, Rabbi Yehuda says Emasai, commenting on the Tanakhama, restricting the din of the Tanakhama. So it's usually Lefarish, and over here it's an exception to the rule. And that's another klal. When you read a Mishnah, if it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a new statement. If it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's a dead giveaway. He's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai, he's Mefarish the Tanakhama. So that's what usually it'll be. Emasai is Lefarish. And here it's an exception to the rule. So that's the first piece of Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Zvachna, says exactly the same as the Mishnah over here. Same story here. It's with respect to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, there it's with respect to the mitzvah of Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach. So it's the same bit. Fine. They're abuted, they're in the bottle, fine. Okay. Now the Gemara has an interesting halacha. They shech the carbon and base on Migdosh, and the coin is righty, and he holds the klisharis, the metal klisharis in his right hand, does Kabbalah Adam, Shoin, Hechsher. And then before he has a chance to do Halochas Adam, to carry it to the Mizbeach, the whole thing spills on the floor, and there's a puddle of water there. So as it's falling, as it's dripping, one drop falls into the puddle of water. So you don't see any Marad Mumis at all. There's such a big puddle of water, it still looks like water. Then another drop falls in, still doesn't. Then you keep on, another drop, another drop, another drop, now you can see that now it looks like Dam. Now the whole thing looks like a marad mumas. So the Gemara says, in Karbonis is a din of dichui. Let's say, I shechted the carbon, have the dam, and all of a sudden, a missile falls in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach is no longer ravua. It has to be square. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells the story. Where the missiles fly in the Beis HaMikdash, Mishnah in Sukkah tells that there was a period of time that the tzedukim were running the show, quite a period of time in the Beis Sheni, that the apikursim were running the show in the Beis Hamikdash. They said, we're bringing karbonis improperly. They weren't following the traditions of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So on one occasion, on Sukkot, he's supposed to do Nisach HaMayim. So Nisach HaMayim doesn't say anywhere Chumash, it's purely Torah Shabbat Peh. One opinion is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the other opinion is derived by reading in between the lines. Three different opinions in the Gemara. How do you know Nisach HaMayim? It's a din deraisa, but it's purely Torah Shabbat Peh. It's clearly not the Mefurish and Chumash. So the Karayim didn't exist yet, but the Tzdukim and Zman Bayesheni, they were like the Karayim later, they only believed in Mikra. Karayim only believed in Mikra, Torah Shabbat Peh. They didn't accept Torah Shabbat Peh. So they didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim. So everybody was gathered, standing around. All the Hamaynam were the Balabatim, were with the Rabbanim. But these intellectuals, they were the wise guys, the professors. They were running the show. So the Kohen Gadol took the container of water, and everybody's waiting that he should pour it on his back. But he was consistent. He was Afrum Tzeduki, so he refused to pour it on his ass. He poured it on his feet. So the Balabatim was so furious, they all threw their esregim at him. Ragmu called Hombi esregim. So when they were throwing their esregim at the Kohen Gadol, who was standing on the Mizbech to pour the water, so they chipped the Mizbech. So whoever was holding a dam from a korban to do Zrikas Adam, you can't do Zrikas Adam, the Mizbech is not kosher. So they had to wait a while, they had to wait an hour or two, till they got people to bring cement and fix up the Mizbech, and then they made it Ravua. So now what do you do with the dam that's in the klisharis? So that's a din of dichui. If you have a carbon that started off as kosher, and then for some reason or another you're not able to be Zorek the Dam. Here the reason why, because the Mizbech became bustle, some of the bricks on the Mizbech fell down, so it's no longer Ravua. Even if you fix the bricks and you still have the Dam and the Klisharis, that's a special din by Karbonus, holding Itche Yidoche. Even though the Psul was not in the Dam, there was no Psul in the Dam, the Psul is in the Mizbech. But for an hour or two, you weren't able to be Zorek the Dam because the Mizbech was Pasul, so you can't be Zorek the Dam. It's learned out from the Pasuk. The Gemara always says there's such a din. They never tell you what's the Makar. Where does it say in Chumash that there's such a din of Dichoy? So the Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma tells you what the Makar. The Gemara in Yuma talks a lot about Dichoy. So the Tosfos Yishonim, there's Tosfos on the page and there's Tosfos on the bottom of the page in tiny letters. That's the Tosfos Yishonim. The Tosfos Yishonim says the Makar is the Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, that it says if you have a carbon that has a mum over, mumayva means a mum that's going to heal by itself. Mum kavua means it's not going to heal by itself. If you do surgery, it'll heal, but it's not going to get better by itself. And a mumayva means it's going to get better by itself without any surgery. So if you have a mumayva, kimashchasim bohem mum bum, calls man that it has the mum, you cannot be makar of the carbon. But if you wait a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and it heals by itself, then you are able to be makar of the korban. So the mashmas of the pasuk is that this din, that temporarily, kol zman that has the mum over, you can't be makar of the korban. But if you wait a few weeks till it heals, then it straightens itself out, then you can be makar of it. This only applies to mum over. But if it be any other psul, hol benitche yidoche, if for a period of time you weren't able to be makar of the carbon, then you can't be makar of it at all. That's the makar for this din. So that's what the Gemara says. What do you mean? Someone shechts a carbon and somebody a coin was mekabel adam. And then the dam starts, and then there's a big puddle of water. So a little bit of dam falls into the puddle of water. It's bottled the elef. There's so much water and there's so little dam, it doesn't have a marad mumis. Then the coin spills a little bit more dam into, still not noticeable. Then he finally spills a little more dam into the big puddle of water. Now the whole color of the water changed and has a marad mumis. So the Gemara says that's not acceptable. How can the Mishnah say if it has a marad mumis, it's good? No, I should say first one drop of dam from the korban fell in. It's not nikar. One drop in a whole puddle of water is not nikah. Then another drop, by the time five drops fall in, now it's nikah. So the first four drops already became possible. So the Gemara says, you're right. The only time, so how does the Mishnah and Zohar say, if the marad mumis is nikah, then it's good, it's not nikah, it's not good. So the Gemara says, no, it's fakirat. Not that there's a puddle of water on the floor, and the coin was mekabel adam and the klishores, and the dam starts dripping into the puddle. No, fakirat. He was mekabel adam and the klishores, and the whole cup of dam fell on the floor. See, all adam is kosher. You have to pick it up back again in the klishores. That way it has to be done, but there's no psul. And then someone starts dripping water into the puddle of dam. Not that you're dripping dam into the puddle of water. You're dripping water into the puddle of dam. So if you drip one drop of water, the thing is still red. Bloody red. You drip another drop of water, another drop, another drop. So kozman, that it's still marad mumis, it's kosher. It was always kosher. From the outside it was kosher. Once you reach the point that you drip so much, you drip so much water into the puddle of dam on the floor that it no longer has a marad mumis, so then it's no good. But it can't be fakir. The way I described it, there's a puddle of water on the floor in the Beis Hamikdash and you're dripping the dam into the puddle of water, so the first four drops don't affect the change, it's not noticeable, and only after the fifth or the tenth or the fifteenth drop then you can notice that it changes the color, then it won't be good, the Gemara said. That's the psul of dichle, that's the din of dichle. So then the Gemara says, and what's the din of dichle by mitzvahs? The original pasuk of dichle is by korbanos, by mumayver. Kozman that has the mumayver, it didn't heal yet, so you cannot be makrif it. When it heals by itself, then you are able to makrif. And the mashmoy says it's only a kula, this leniency. When it straightens out by itself, it's acceptable. That's only by mum and other psulim, it wouldn't apply. That's the mokka for the din of dichoy. So the Gemara raised the question, what about dichoy by mitzvahs? Is there a din of dichoy by mitzvahs? On the previous summer we had last week, on Pevov, or Pezanim and Alf. So the Gemara said last week, a different case of dichoy. A shecht chayev yof, and there's a puddle of dam on the floor. So you mechuyev to do kisei adam. Then the wind blows, and there was a sack of dust over there, a lot of dust, and the wind blows and covers over the whole puddle of dam. It's all covered with offer. When it's covered with offer, so there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. The dam is mechus already. Nobody fulfilled the mitzvah, but the fact that the wind blew something into the dam, and there's no, the dam is no longer in a liquid state. There's no longer a puddle of a dam to do kisei adam, so it's not possible to do the mitzvah. Then after a while, the wind blows fakir, and it blows all of the sand, all of the dust out of the dam, and now you have back again a puddle of dam. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Kiseyu haruach, if the wind blows the offer on top of the dam, there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. But kiseyu haruach v'chazam in his gala, so then you say, now he's mechuyev to do kisei adam. So the Gemara said, I but it was dichoy. The Gemara said, shma minu ein dichoy etzel mitzvah. So the din of psul of dichoy only applies to korbanos. The original pasuk, that's what Rashi wrote on Amud Aleph, that we learned last week, I think. The original pasuk of dichoy is only b'chiyamin, and dichoy b'psul korban hud yamin. Only by korbanos. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs. So that's what the Gemara draws the distinction over here. By the dam korbanos, it can't be that there's a puddle of water on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash and the dam is dripping in. That would be dichoy. So even if so much dam fell into the puddle of water, now the whole thing is all red, you can't be zorek the dam on the mizbeach, because the first four drops of dam became batel b'roiv, and you weren't able to be zorek them. So that's all. That's possible. But by kisei adam, there is no din of dichoy. So the Mishnah by kisei adam wouldn't make a difference whether there's a puddle of water and the dam chayav yof falls into the water slowly, drop by drop, or fakeret. There's a puddle of dam chayav yof on the ground and the water falls in. It would be the same din, because by mitzvah there is no din of dichoy. That's where the Gemara draws the contrast.
Rabbi, how did they learn from that? Although the first few drops are no longer nicker, so they're dichoy, but once it is nicker of the color, that was not dichoy at all. So
mikan or lahabo would be good, but the original dam is already puzzle.
But I know, so some I have, some I don't. So the what I.
Yeah.
Part of the cup has good blood in it,
then
I'm sorry.
So. Yeah. The Mishnayos assumed there's a din. The Tosfos Yontem Mishnah says he doesn't know where the pasuk is. Mishnayos assumed there's a din. There's an averet. The Torah has a lot of dinim. If you have a pasul of korban, say you're not yotze. Is there an averet to be makar of a pasul of korban? Where does it say? So the Mishnayos say there's an issa. If you have a korban that's pasul, there's an issa, you're not allowed to be makar of it. So the first couple of drops of dam of the korban that fell in became nitche. So even if later on a lot more dam falls in, so the dam that falls in later is kasha l'mahadrin to be zur, because it has a maradam, but the dam of the korbanos that fell in originally became pasul, and it doesn't become chayz of the kosher, so that's a din. You're not allowed to be zurik pasul a dam on the mizbech. The Tosfos Yontem writes on Zvachim, he doesn't know where the makar is in Chumash, but it's Mishnayos all over the place in Zvachim. There's an iser to be makriv. We have psukim. There's an iser balmum. There's an iser if you magdish a balmum lamizbeach. There's an iser if you shechted. There's an iser if you do kabbalas adam, zrikas adam. Every step of the way, the Gemara has anocha pasuk, anocha malkas, keeps on getting malkas. So that's by balmum. But by the other psulim here, dichui. How do you know that there's an avera to be zorik the dam that's pasul on the mizbeach? It's just that you're not yotze the korban. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Yeah, Mishnah is like that. That there is an iser, the pasuk somewhere that there is an iser not to be zorik pasul adam on the mizbeach. So that's what the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Abche Bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yechanan quotes the name Rabbi Yechanan. Lo shanu elo shenof lemayim letoich adam by the Mishnah Zvachim, that it says if it has a mar adam, it's good. That's talking about a case, there's a puddle of dam on the floor, not a puddle of water on the floor, and the dam of the carbon falls into the puddle. There's a puddle of dam from the carbon on the floor, and the fellow is dripping drip by drip of mayim into the puddle of dam. I will not fall dam the toch mayim, but if it's fakir, there's a puddle of water, and the dam from the carbon is dripping drip by drip into the puddle. So the first couple of drops that fell in don't become batul, because you can't see the marad mumis. So then even if later on you add on more dam, And now it is Niker, but the dam that fell in originally is Pasul Adam because of the din of Dichui.
Isn't there a concept, I don't know, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda who says that if you zorek the dam by dam that you could not be zorek, it takes it out of the union of a mila, it takes a mila off the carbon. Even if the dam is, say, Pasul Belina, but you take the dam and you zorek it, even though it was puzzle, it no longer has a concept of me'ila.
Don't remember. Me'ila is a very complicated system. I don't know. Don't remember. Yeah. So that's where he quotes Rabbi Yochanan that by korbanos there'll be a psul of dichi. Amar apate, but to kise adam arperik it doesn't apply. The in kise adam enekein. Why? Because in dichi etzal mitzvahs. By mitzvahs there is no such din. So by mitzvahs, if you had a puddle of water and you're shechting chay biyof and a little dam falls in and you can't see any color, then a little more, a little more, a little more, and now finally you do see the color. So there's a mitzvah of kise adam on everything. Mitzvah kis adam and everything.
Would that mean that
korbanos
there's no mitzvah?
By korbanos there's a din of dichui. So if you had a puddle of water on the floor and the dam of the korban falls in, so the first few drops of dam that fell in don't accomplish that the maradam won't be nika there. Then when you drop some more dam in, the original, now you do have a maradam, so the dam from now on is going to be good for zrika because it's not bottle, it has a maradam. But the original dam is not is chol menitche yidocher, and even though so, let him be zorek the dam that comes in later. No, you're not allowed to be zorek pasul adam on the mizbeach. But by kisei adam, there is no such din. Kisei adam. You see, really, we pointed out the Pichodesh writes in Yeridaya that mishnah that says the Yeridaya quotes the mishnah that if you did yishech chay biof and you have a puddle of dam, then the wind blows and it scattered dust and it did kis adam. There's nothing left for you to do. So Rafael, you lost your chance to do the mitzvah. You can't do kis adam. Then the wind blows baker. Wind blows all the dust off, and now you have a whole puddle full of dam. So kisei haruch v'chazim in his gala. So you say ein dichei etzal mitzvahs, and you do the kis adam. So the Pichodesh says, even though the Mishnah says like that, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, it's not so accurate. You do kisei adam misafek. You don't do b'taras bad. You shouldn't say a bracha. Because the Gemara in Sukkah said that the Mishnah says you do kisei adam. Kisei harich v'chazim v'nizgal, you do kisei adam. Maybe the Mishnah meant b'taras safek. Whether it's a safek, whether yesh dichei etzal mitzvah sana. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Shofar and Hilchas Lulav, they quote cases of dicha etzal mitzvahs, and we pask him misafek. Maybe lechumra yesh dicha etzal mitzvahs. Here we say ein dicha mitzvah misafek. You should do the mitzvah because maybe there is dicha. So you should do the mitzvah believe bracha. So that's the shaila over here. The Gemara says over here ein dicha etzal mitzvahs. It sounds again that you do the kisei adam with a bracha. Is it so positive that you do with a bracha? You had a puddle of water on the floor. And then you shech nechay v'yof, and a drop of dam falls in, and you can't see any marad mumis. Then another drop, another drop, another drop, night, and finally see marad mumis. So the original dam that fell in was nitche, because the kozman didn't have any marad mumis, it was nitche. So there's a sveik in the dina where they all yeh dicheitz and mitzvahs. So why does the Shulchan Aruch quote this din like b'toras vadai, that you do the kisei adam here with a broche, it should be b'toras sofek? That's probably the way you are saying. The suffix will only be on the original dam that fell in. The dam that continues to fall in now and has a maradam, that for sure you do kisei adam. So by kisei adam, there's no avera to do kisei adam on the pasul adam. To be zorik on the mizbech, that's an iser. You can't be zorik on the mizbech, pasul adam. We don't know what the makar is, but that's what it says in the Mishnah. We don't know the makar and chumash, but that's in the Mishnah you say it like that. But by kisei adam, there's no avera. So the dam that falls in later, that right away has a marad mumis because there was so much more dam there before. So the dam that falls in the kana labo, that dam for sure needs kisei adam. So that you do kisei adam with a brach. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara continues with a fascinating din. We have Mishnayis and Maseches Nida. There's a din in last week's Sedra, a din of a Nida and a Zava. If an Isha has a Riyaz dam, so if it's Be'es Nida, so the normal time, So then she becomes a nida. And if it's below es nida, so it's not the normal time, the Gemara says that's a reference to the Yud Alef Yom, the 11 days when the woman can become a zova. That's not normal to have done then, but that's called below es nida. So a woman who's a nida, let's say a woman has a riyas dam, normal riyas dam every month, she has a riyas Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then it stops. So Menatar, she goes to mikvah, and so Shabbos after 7 days. If the woman would have the riyas dam below es nidasa in the next 11 days, after the first 7 days, if she has riyas dam 3 days in a row, then she needs shivinikim. That's already a zava. And then when she goes to the mikvah to become tor, she has to bring karbonis. After she becomes tor, she has to bring karbonis. Neither every month doesn't have to bring karbonis. A zava is irregular, that's below es nidasa, that has to bring karbonis. So the Mishnah is saying, Masechas Nida, that all the dinim only apply if the dam is red. What if it's Dam HaYorok? One of the professors in YU was explaining how it's possible to have yellow, how to have Yorok, green dam. How is it possible to have green dam? So Rav Soloveitchik heard that this professor was giving such a lecture, so he burst into laughter. He said, it's ridiculous, no such thing as green dam, Dam HaYorok. He said, Mishnah is Yorok Kikarsi is green. Karsi is grass. Yorok Kikarsi, Yorok alone means brown or yellow. So a woman has an emission that's brown or yellow, it's something else, but there is no such thing as green dam. So the Mishnah says, if the woman has dam hayorik, if it's brown or yellow, that's not called the riyas dam. It has to be dat kemarad mumis. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Novi, that there was a battle, and a lot of blood was shed, and the blood fell into the river, and the river turned red. During the Holocaust, there were a lot of rivers that turned red. The Nazis killed a lot of Jews by the river, so a lot of rivers turned red. So the pasuk in Malachim has like that. The mine was Adam Kedam. So you learn after that pasuk that Dam, for the purpose of Nida, is only if it's red. If it's not red, not. So the question is that only a din by Nida? It has to be red. What if you have a carbon, you shech the carbon, the Dam comes out, green, yellow, brown, it's for some reason or another. Let's say the baby took a medication before. Sometimes you take a medication before, so the blood comes out a different color. So the Chazanish says, he says, based on our Gemara, it's a din in dam in kol ha-terakula. It's not a din in hilchas nida. The pasuk that they quote, that there was a war and so many people were killed and so much blood was shed, and the water in the river turned red, it was Adam Kadam, doesn't talk about dam nida. That dam, whenever there's a din of dam, it's only called dam. If it's red, so let's say the Torah says prohibits us from eating blood. You're not allowed to eat blood. It's an isa kares. So the Gemara is going to say blood is the real full isa kares is only if it's red. If you took out all the red blood corpuscles, you just have the plasma. So that's not the isa kares of dam. Maybe it's only osa midirabban on the plasma. Or let's say if it's rikas adam on the mizbech. Also the Gemara says. Or let's say a mace, if a human body. A person dies and the mace is metame. So let's say if they donate blood, they just had a blood drive. So when you donate blood menachai, so dam menachai is not metame. But if a person is dead and then the dam comes out, so dam and mace is metame. So dam and mace only metame if it's a marad mumis. It has to be a red color. If it's not a red color, it's not metame. This din that the dam has to be red. Is a din in kol ha-terkulas. Not only the Mishnah only has it by dam anida, that the chomish maris, the five different shades of red that are metame. If it's too light red, then it's not metame. It has to be. It used to be one of the rabbanim in New York who was makel always whenever Balabatim had a shayla of maradam. So if it wasn't red like a fire engine color, it would be makel. Rabbi Brown, the one who wrote the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos, Shor Muhammad Tzion Balach. So he was always makel. If it's not red, mamish like a fire engine, it's tar. But that's not the accepted opinion. Even less red than that is also tomei. But it has to have a marad mumis. That's me notelad mumis. If it's not notelad mumis, it's not. So this is not only a din in hilchas nida. It's a din by korbanis. It's a din by the chiyat kares. It's a din by kisei hadam. There's no mitzvah to do kisei hadam. If the dam chay of a oaf is not red for some reason or another. There's no mitzvah of kisah dam. It's not called dam. And it's a din dam and ames is metami ba'ohel only if it's marad mumis. If it's not red, so it's not metami. So that's the Gemara says like that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Rav Yudah was an Amora. First he learned by Shmuel, and after Shmuel died, then he learned by Rav. So sometimes, many times you have Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, many times you have Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. They lived in two different cities. So first he learned by Shmuel, and Shmuel passed away first, then he learned by Rav. So he makes a statement in the name of Shmuel, called Marad Mumis, it has to have, has to look red, Mechaprim. If it has a red color to it, it's good for Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech. It doesn't have a red color, they're not Yotze the carbon. The Dalar Avaydas Adam, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, has to be done with Dam that has a Marad Mumis. Umachshirin, I forgot to say that bit. There's a Rosh Tevis Yad Shoch Adam. The Pasuk says in Chumash that there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Adam, Mekelem, Ochlem, and Mashkin. So there's a Pasuk, Ochlem, it was in last week's Seder, I think 2 weeks ago, there's a Pasuk that says, Chiyuta Mayim Al Zera, that Ochlem, Aron, and Mekabel Tumah, if they were rinsed off with one of the Zayim Mashkin. And the Rosh Tevis said, Yad Shoch Adam. It's only Huchshel, Mekabel Tumah, if you have, let's say, the apples grow on the tree and it's pouring all the time. So the while the apples are attached to the tree, they're not mekabel tumah and they're not mekabel hechsher. Even though it rains on it and the owner is happy that it's raining, it's cleaning off all the dirt on the apples, they're not hechsher lekabel tumah. But after the apples are detached from the tree, so then either if the balabos pours water on it or if it rains and he's happy about it, that's the pasuk chiyuta mayim azera, then it's hechsher lekabel tumah, then the apples could be mekabel tumah. So one.
Wet when he pulls it off the tree?
Also, I think. And he's happy about the fact that it's wet. I think that it is Huchshel Lekabel Tumah. If it's dry when he pulls it off the tree, let's say if it's dry and he's happy now that it rained before, that doesn't help. But it has to be if it's still wet, then he's happy about that. Fine. Yeah. So there are seven mashkim that are recognized as a mashkin. Let's say if you take orange juice and you spill it on the apple, make peiris is not machshel lekabel tumah. So the Rosh Tevis for the seven mashkin is yad shoch adam. So what are they? Yayin and dvash and what shochat?
Shemen mayim.
Shemen. Mayim and tal. Water and dew, the same thing. Okay. And dam. Dam is one of them is dam. So dam is one of the Zayin Mashkim only if it's red dam. Let's say it took out all the red blood corpuscles, just have plasma. So plasma is not machshel lekabel tumah. But if it still has the red part to it, the red color to it, then it's called dam. So that's what he says. Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Shmuel, it's a din and kol ha-Torah kul, kol marad mumis mechaprim. If it has a red color to it, it's kosher on the mizbeach yotze the korban umachshirin. It's one of the seven mashkim to be machshel lekabel tumah. V'chayavim bekisei adam. It's considered dam for the purpose of kisei adam. So the Gemara frek takasha. What did he discover? America. It's all mishnayis. What is he telling me? Frek the Gemara. My kamashmalan. What's the chiddush? Mechaprim tanina. Chayavim bekisei tanina. The mishnayis says, if the dam of the chayviyah fell into water, if he can see the marad mumis. And the Mishnah in Zvachim, they quoted, said the same thing. If the mine fell into water, the water fell into the mine, it has marad mumis, it's good for Zrikas Adam. So what do you need Rabbi Yudah to quote Shmuel as if he said a big chiddush? Shmuel came up with his anof in the Mishnah, and for the Gemara, machshirim mitzvichaleh, that you don't have a Mishnah on. Means if you have a mixture of dam with water, so does the mixture have the status of dam and it's machshel lekabel tumah, but does it not have the status of dam? So if it has the color,
either one is
machshel. Oh, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Either one is machshel. If it's water, it's machshel lekabel tumah. Water is one of the zayim mashkim, and dam is one of the zayim mashkim. So whichever it is, it's machshel lekabel tumah. So what do you tell me? It's only if the whole thing looks like the color of red, then it has a din of dam, then it's one of the Zayim Mashkim. But if there's so much water, so little dam, that he can't notice the color, doesn't have a marad mumis, then it's not din of kedam, so it's din of kemayim. So mayim is machshir, that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says machshir mitzdechle, because that's not a Mishnah. The other two are Mishnah. Frag the Gemara, machshir nami. What's the chiddush? Manafshach, eat dam. What happened? Dam got mixed in with water. So if it's enough dam that it's din of kedam, machshirim machshir. Dam is one of the Zayin Mashkim. And Imaya, and if it's so much water that it's not Dinik Dam, Achshirim Achshir also. The mayim is machshel lekabel tumah. So memanam shech, it's good. So why did he quote in the name of Shmuel that if the dam fell into water, if it has a maradam, then it can be machshel. If it doesn't have a maradam, not. Why not? So the water is machshel. And for the Gemara, it must be talking about a case like tzvicha shetimdo. What is temed? What is temed? It makes like punch. It makes water with wine. Okay, like yayin mazuk. So it's even less than yayin mazuk. You squeezed out the grapes and you took all the wine, and then you pour water on the leftover after the grapes were squeezed out. So also you're going to have a little flavor of wine. So the Gemara says we're talking about a case that he had a puddle of dam, and timda, he mixed it with water. She timda b'megishamim. So what? Therefore, what? So the geshem, the rain that comes down, is not dina kimayim. The rain is also water. Everything is water. So what do you mean timda b'megishamim? So Rashi explains what it is. There's the very first mishnah in Machshirin. You see in the Rashi where it says Machshirin Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Rashi has in parentheses. So the Mishnah says, if you take water, you take a bucket, you draw water from the river, or from a lake, or from a reservoir, so that water, that's machshel lekabel tumah. But if you have rainwater that fell down, we visualize it as if the Mishnahis visualize it as if the water is attached to the clouds, if the clouds are attached to the sky. They knew that it's not, but they visualize if it's attached. So if it rains, the Megashamim, you didn't detach the water from the clouds. It came down by itself. So the Gemara says, if Timda the Megashamim, you mixed the dam with rainwater, so then since you didn't detach the rainwater from the clouds, so that rainwater is not Machshel lekabel tumah. So you have a mixture of dam and water, but the water is not machshel lekabel tumah. So if the dam has a marad mumis in the whole puddle of water, then it's dina kedam, and it's machshel lekabel tumah because of dam. But megushamim alone, it's not machshel lekabel tumah, because you didn't toilish it. You didn't detach it from the clouds. What are you talking about? Megushamim nami. It's also, everything in the world is megushamim. All the water in the world is megushamim. If you put a bucket outside to collect the rainwater, and then you take the bucket and you pour the water, the rainwater, into the dam, and you mix it together, you're pouring the water as if you detached it from the clouds. You're using it in its detached form. Since he picks up the bucket with the water in it, and he pours it into the dam to mix it together, so it's like he detached it from the clouds. So it's also machshir. He gives it a din mashke. So what's the difference whether it has a marad mumis or not? The dam is metame and the mayim is metame. So whether it's dina kemayim, dina kedam, doesn't make a difference. Metame anyway. So what did Shmuel say? It has to be marad mumis. And the Gemara must be talking about a case, like tzricha, the case of Shmuel, shenit medu mealein. Have a little bucket that has a little dam in it. And then it starts raining. I didn't turn on the faucet to cause it to rain. I said the same talamot. Okay, but the Rebbe Shlom is the one who made it rain. Rebbe Shlom, I didn't push the button. The Rebbe Shlom makes it rain. So it rains. I wasn't toilish the rainwater of Min HaShemayim. So if the rainwater is in such a majority, there's so much rainwater in the bucket that the marad mumis is not noticeable. It looks like regular dirty water. Doesn't look like red water. Doesn't look 100% clear, but looks like a little dirty water. So that doesn't have a marad mumis, and you weren't. And then an apple falls in accidentally, let's say. So is it Huchshel lekabel tumah? No, because the rain fell down by itself. You didn't detach the rain. And then if I would take the bucket with the wood and I'll pour it on the apples, so then I was machshir. I was machshir it. I gave it the status of wood, but I didn't. The apple fell into it, let's say. So such a case. Nitmadu me'aleyam, the rain fell down by itself, and it got mixed up with the dam. So if there's so much rainwater against so little dam that it doesn't have a marad mumis, then it's not machshir. The dam doesn't exist. I treat the dam as if it's not there because it doesn't have a marad mumis. And the water is not machshav kalal tumah because it's rainwater, and you weren't toilish it.
What is it? There's always been rainwater.
No, usually it rains by itself. Then you take a bucket of rainwater and you pour it into the grapes that you squeeze out the wine, or you pour it into the dam. Tamid usually means you squeeze that grapes and make wine, and then the grapes that were squeezed out still have a lot of juice. So you soak it with water and you kvetch some more grape juice from it. So that's usually tamid. Tamid means you added water to the grapes that were squeezed out. Over here it's a different kind of tamid. He's mixing dam with water. It's also called tamid. Amalitza is also called tamid. So usually you mix in the water by yourself. Here I had a bucket with dam and it rained in it. I didn't put it in the rain in order that the rain should fall in. I left it outside by mistake and it rained in it. So then that rainwater is not machshav kalal tumah. Or the Gemara says you can give other examples where Shmuel's din makes sense. We'll try to knock sense in Shmuel's din. Shmuel says this din is a din in kol haTorah kula, that it only has a din of dam for the bichayv kores for eating it, and dam hameis is metamei, and what else? For kisei adam and for zrikas adam karbonet by yisha nida. So din and kol haTorah kula, dam has to be a marad mumis. So he said it didn't get to machshav kalal tumah. Dam is one of the zayin mashkin. If the dam got mixed in with water, so it only has a din of dam to be machshir if it has a marad mumis. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? So if it doesn't have a marad mumis, it's mayim. So mayim is machshir. The Gemara is giving a case, no, where it's water, it's H2O, but it's not machshir. So either it's rainwater that you didn't put it there, it fell by itself, or we're going to have additional cases. It's going to be the same thing. Abasi Menahar Belaimer, Abasi, not the famous Abasi, a different one, came from this city. He says, Bitzlalasa de Dama. What it means is like this. Slalasa de Dama, Rashi explains. If you have dam and you leave it in the sun, so the blood, the red blood corpuscles are going to separate from the plasma, and it's going to be separate. So then when you have the plasma, it doesn't have a... It all started off as dam. But then when it separates in the sun, so then the plasma does not have a din of dam. So that's what Shmuel meant. If you want to be machshel kabel tumah, only dam with amara dam is machshel kabel. He didn't mean dam mixed in with water. He meant when you have the blood, it's only blood, but the plasma is separated from the red blood corpuscles, so the plasma doesn't have a din of dam, because it's not marad mumis. He's not talking dam mixed in with water. Dam mixed in with water. Either it's water or it's dam. So if it's dam, it's machshir. If it's water, it's machshir. He's talking about dam itself separated. So the plasma part of the dam, which is the bulk, probably 85%, I don't know, the plasma part of the dam doesn't have a din of dam.
But the difference between mayim and any other machshir is
mayim
needs
kavana.
If he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it to get wet. He's not happy with it getting wet.
Yeah.
It's not
much. Yeah, the Mishnah says there, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. If Tchilosa Lerotzah, if I put a bucket into the river and I took out a bucket of water, even though the apple fell in accidentally, it's also Machshir LeKavol Tumah. But if it rains on the Paris, then you need Sofa Lerotzen. Then it rained by itself. I didn't pour the rain. Then you need Sofa Lerotzen. He has to be happy when it falls on it.
Doesn't
need Kavana. I don't know. No, I think Mai means all the Zayin Mashkim on the same boat together. They're all the same thing. I think they're all the same thing. I think that's the first Mishnah Machshim. I have to take a look. I don't know. So this is an interesting din. If you have dam, and you separate the red part of the dam, you're left with plasma that doesn't have a chiyuv kares.
Is that solid, the plasma?
No, liquid. The liquidy part of the dam. Yeah. Rabbi Yirmi Medifti Yom Onush Kares, same thing. Hudika Kazais. In order to be chayv kares, you have to eat a kazayis, but it has to be red blood. Let's say you had blood and you took out the red blood corpuscles, you're left with plasma. So if you eat that, that's not chayv kares, that's not called dam. Only if it has a marad mumis. Only if it has a marad mumis. So that's Bemis Ashaila. The Gemara says, how much dam do you have to eat kazayis? That's a question. How much dam do you have to eat in order to be chayv malkas, in order to be chayv kores kazayis? Why is it a kazayis? The dam is a liquid. Why shouldn't it be a revius? Rashi and the Rambam, all the Rishonim say, based on this Gemara, that it's kazayis. Why shouldn't it be a revius? So the Rishonim raised the issue. Achrayim raised the issue. A lot. Haschina talks a lot about it. So there's a Meiri in Erevin. Meiri in the beginning of Erevin says, only if it's dam korush, if it congealed and solidified, then it's eichel. But if it's liquidy dam, it sounds like he means to say, then it's takaravias. If it's in a liquid form, it's takaravias. If it's dam korush, it's solidified, then the shir is kazai. So the one who published the Miri was a big Talmid Chacham, a Psimcha Zisol Brody. He was a Magid Shir in Chevron Yeshiva for years and years and years. He published many Swar. So he has long footnotes on the Miri and Erevin. I think it's two volumes or three volumes, because he has such long footnotes on the bottom. So he says it must be a misprint. He doesn't know what the Miri is talking about. It's Pasha what the Miri means. If it's dam karish, then it's solidified, then it's kazayis. If it's liquidy dam, then it's going to be revius. He thinks that the word karish is a Rashi Tevis, and he's talking about something else. Pashim Shat is the Miri is coming to answer this kasha. So we don't accept that answer from the Miri, that it depends whether the dam is in a liquid state or a solid state. The Pashim Shat is like the Minchas Chinuch said. When the Chumash says, kol dam lo sechelu, so in today's said, last week said, 2 weeks ago, it says achila, so the shir is kazayis. If it would say shtia, then the shir would be revius. But since it says lashon achila, the shir is kazayis. So the Rambam writes like that: if you eat dam kazayis, you loiken yichayv koris. So the Ragat Shava points out, and Softon Spanech al Rambam, he points out it's an interesting thing. You have to ask a doctor what percentage of all of the blood is plasma. Probably a very high percentage. Probably 85-90% is plasma. So he says, why? But it's only called dam if it's red. So if 85% of all the dam is plasma, you should have to eat 8 kazesim of dam in order to get malchus, because the plasma doesn't count. The plasma doesn't have a marad mumis. So that's what the Rambam writes a chiddush based on the Gemara. No, calls man that everything is together, the dam with the plasma is together, the whole thing is dinah kedam. Once you separate it, so then the 85% that's plasma is not called dam. And the 15% that's red will be dam. But Kozman, it wasn't separated, so the whole thing is considered dam.
How do you measure kazayas on the liquid?
A volume of a kazayas?
Same thing like this?
Same thing, yeah, same thing. There's such an issue by Basa B'chalav also. Igmar says, let's say you take milk, we learned Perikolabos. Let's say you take milk and you make cheese. So you don't have any curds left. So it's not true, you still have curds left. Let's say you took the mei cholov, you took the whey, W-H-E-Y, you took the whey, if they make cheese, so the liquid that's left is called whey. So you took the whey, and you made cheese from that, whey cheese. So now the liquid that's left is what we call in Shulchan Aruch, mei cholov, mamish vasadik. It's H2O, it's just plain water. It doesn't have any curds of cheese at all. So minatur, it's parava. Mei cholov is parava. So how much, whenever you have a cup of milk, what percentage of the milk is H2O? Probably something like 85%. So if you have milk falls into flesh, and you have to calculate if you have shishim or not, so why do you have to measure shishim? Can I get the whole cup of milk? You should only have to measure shishim. Can I get the 15%? So the darkei chiva, the minkacha quotes that kasha. Why do you have to measure shishim? Can I get the whole cholov? 85% of the cholov is parava. Only 15% is milchik, so you only have to measure against the 15%. So he says, no, it's not correct. Calls man that the whey is together, naturally joined together with the H2O is together with the curds, so the whole thing is dina kachol. The same is over here by the dam. Calls man that plasma is together with the red blood corpuscles, the whole thing is dina kedam. Once you separate it, slalasa the dam, once you leave it in the sun, and it causes the red to separate from the plasma, then the plasma doesn't have a din of dam. It loses a din of dam. It's kozman, it's together, the whole thing has a din of dam. Such a similar din also, it's by cholov like that, and by dam such a similar din. It's a mishnah in challah, by whole wheat bread. Whole wheat bread means that they put in the shell also. It's supposed to be healthier. They put in the shell. So the Mishnah says, if they took the kernels of grain and they ground them up, they didn't remove the shells first. They ground everything up the way it is. So the whole thing is mitzdar for the shir challah. The whole thing is chayv and challah. But what if they removed the shells and then they threw the shells back in? So then you're only chayv and challah on the amount of the grain, not on the shells. The shells don't count. Kozman is still together. The whole thing is dinah kedogah.
Shochna, same thing for matzah. Shir matzah, chilas matzah, same thing. I think it was also.
Right, right. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that when we learned challah, that was a long time ago, over 50 years ago. So he pointed out that on the, I never looked, he says, on the package of the whole wheat bread, so they tell you what percentage of the bread is the shell. And it doesn't correspond to what percentage it is naturally. It's a different percentage. So he said, obviously, they take out the shells and they put them back in. And they rig it. So it has a different percentage than the way it is naturally. So he said, you have to keep in mind that not everything is mitzarev to the Shia, to say, Birchas Hamazon. You can't say that Yehida Kazayas. All the shells are not mitzarev, because they obviously removed the shells, and they threw some of them back in. So you have a few cases like that. You have dam, you have cholov, and you have the shells from the kernels of grain. Kozman, it's all together. It's dina kedogah. Once you separate it, even if you mix it back in, it's no longer dina kedogah. It's no longer dina kedam. Once you separate the plasma from the red part, the plasma is not dina kedam. And once you separate the H2O, the mei mecholov, from the curds, then the mei mecholov is parva. Then even if you mix it back in, it's parva. It doesn't become milchik again. So the Gemara says the same thing applies, that ames is metami ba'ohel, and revi is dam, and ames also metami ba'ohel. So the revi is dam is metami ba'ohel only if it has a marad mumis. But masnita tana, we have a brisa that says metami ba'ohel, dam that has marad mumis, metami ba'ohel, but who the ikar revius? You have to have a revius dam. For eating dam that you get malchus and you chayv kores, the yeshivas kazayas, because it says kol dam lo sechelu. But by revius dam and ames is metame, why is it a revius dam? So Rashi refers you to the Gemara, because when a tiny little baby is born, the baby can live on a revius dam circulating. An adult can't live on a revius dam if you don't have, if all you have is a revius dam circulating. If you're big, you have a big volume to the body. So revius dam is not enough, but a tiny little baby, the smallest infant, needs a minimum of revius dam. So when the Chumash says "Al kol nafshes meis lo yavoi," means the amount of dam shir revius on the shamat libo. That's what Rashi quotes. It's Gemara's like that. You need a minimum of a revius dam for the tiniest human being to keep alive. So that's why the shir over there is revius. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So that's the chiddush in the Gemara, that the din of mara dam is a mishnah nida, only mara odaim, but it's not only a din of hilchas nida, it's a din mamish and kol ha-tarkuf. Whenever there's a din of dam, it has to have a mara ad mumis to it. This week we learned two sedras, achrei mois kedoshim. Usually the Abu John quotes that there are two minhagim whenever you learn two sedras, but they say the haftarah of the first sedra or the second sedra. So we usually say the haftarah of the second sedra, except for achrei mois kedoshim. That's the exception to the rule, because the haftarah begins, the one for kedoshim begins, hodaita is, he tells the people who live in Yerushalayim, hodaita Yerushalayim is toya b'seho, give the people in Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yecheskel Navi, give them over the head. Why they're doing terrible averis, and they do many averis. So that was a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah Megillah. In the days of the Tanoim, it wasn't fixed which haptoria had to say. Whoever got mafter can recite whatever section in the Navi he wants to, as long as it has a connection with the Sedra. So the Sedra, Achrimos and Kedoshim, well, it's haptoria for Kedoshim, talks about Gili Arayis. So the Mishnah has, what if you choose to lay in the Haftarah? Hodas Yerushalayim is Tavoseo. Yecheskel HaNavi was told Benavua he should give Tochacha to the people in Yerushalayim that they worship Avodah Zarah, and they violate all of the Arayis. So that's what there's a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah Megillah. So one Tana says it's not proper to say this Haftarah. You should give Tochacha. Yecheskel HaNavi was told by the Ribbon Shalom to give this drasha. We were not told to pick this for Haftarah. So that's not right to say Tehavis Yerushalayim. So it's a machlekes hataran. We paskin that it's okay, but because Reb Lezer, because Montana holds that it's not right, so the minhag developed that you don't say that haftarah. So if you have mechubarim, so you say the haftarah of achrei mois. Sometimes you have achrei mois kedoshim separate. So also we usually avoid it. It's going to be Rosh Chodesh, or it's going to be Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's going to be Machon Chodesh, or it's going to be Hashemayim Kisi. What do you do in a year when there's no way out? Achrei mois kedoshim are separate, and it's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Erev Rosh Chodesh. So then we usually assume you read the Haftarah of kedoshim. You read this Teves Yerushalayim. So Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from, the meaning was that they said the same Haftarah 2 weeks in a row. Halok of Nekushim Atam. They never said this Haftarah. In Eretz Yisrael, they have one of the Talmid Chachamim and Bnei Brak, Soraya Develitsky, put out a luach with lamdashi things. So he writes, Rav Soloveitchik gagazakt. He has no other source. He says, Rav Soloveitchik said in Lithuania, they never quote Rav Soloveitchik, Bnei Brak. So he quotes, he didn't have this in print anywhere. He said in Lithuania, Rav Soloveitchik said that you say the same after Haloku Nekushim, you never say this after. The Lavush claims that the whole thing is a mistake. He says that the Machlokes Hataraim doesn't go on this Haftarah. It's not because of Ta'evis Yerushalayim. The Mishnah has a Loshon, are you allowed to say the Haftarah Ta'evis Yerushalayim? So we usually assume it goes on this Haftarah that's printed. Yeah, so the Lavush says it's a mistake. And a lot of Chumashim, they tell you, look in the Lavush, and he says it's a mistake. Here they tell you, look in the Lavush. And Parshas Achramas, they tell you, look in the Lavush. He says it's a different Haftarah that we Taka don't have printed. That the Haftarah is not so much because he said Ta'evis Yerushalayim, but rather because he the Novi Yecheskel gives Musar, he says, you must have had miserable parents that you turned out so miserable. Avram Avinu was miserable and Sarah was miserable. So that's what the Mishnah says. Blessed says you don't say Ta'evis Yerushalayim, because the Yecheskel and Novi was told to complain that your parents were miserable, Avram and Sarah, so we shouldn't say that. But to say Ta'evis Yerushalayim, so the Lavush claims that there's nothing wrong. But the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah is not so. Pashat Pshat is not like the Levush. It's not because the Mishnah, not because the Haftarah is attacking Avram and Sarah, and that's not our Haftarah. Pashat Pshat is because the Eves Yerushalayim. Because the Mishnah says that in Reb Lezer Shul, they gave Maftah to one Balabas, and he decided he's going to say this Haftarah. And Reb Lezer was opposed to it. He felt it's not right to choose a different Haftarah. So Reb Lezer said, the Mishnah quotes the Loshon, Atshat Amodik, but the Eves Yerushalayim, instead of checking to see if they're violating Averis, we should be Bodik into Eves of your mother. Maybe your mother sinned. So the Gemara said they checked into his past background, they discovered he was a Mamza. So the simple Pshat in the Mishnah that it's not a Taina because he says your mother, because of Avram and Sarah. The Taina is because to Eves Yerushalayim, that's the Melitza that he uses. Instead of being Baidik to Eves Yerushalayim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik, I remember once in Maria, he held a drush at the end of this year. So he said that there are those who are always picking fault with the government and Eretz Yisrael. They do this ring, this avla, that avla. They do a lot of avlas, but we shouldn't talk about it in public. He said, Yecheskel Navi was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deliver such a nevuah. We were not authorized by the Rosh Hashanah, it's not our responsibility. We should do whatever we can to straighten out the mess in Eretz Yisrael. But to go keep on demonstrating about the avlas that the government is doing, he thought that's not right. That's like being Baidik B'Tehevis Yerushalayim. Anyway, our meaning is that this Shabbos we're going to say the other Haftarah, Haloku Nekushim. No, we don't have the Shabbos. Okay.
From Ireland.